Our gospel lesson comes from Mark, first chapter, beginning at the 29th verse. It is a story of Jesus and what he is about in his daily living. Let's peek in and see what he does. As soon as he and his disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sundown, they brought to him all who were sick and possessed with demons. And the whole city was gathered around the door, and he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place. And there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. And when they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also. For that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Have any of you had a time when you felt your life was out of balance? That time when somehow the pieces just didn't fit together and can't quite manage them. Some things are very heavily weighted. They consume a great deal of time and energy. While other things I would like to do, I can't seem quite to get to as I would like. It seems like throughout our lives, we search for some kind of balance to our life, some kind of rhythm to our life. That which helps feed us so that all times may be filled and full with meaning and value. I know there are times like that in my life. Times when I get so caught up in things I've committed to that I lose track of who I am, what I need. And at those times, hopefully I can take stock and reflect and discover that I need time to myself. I need rest. The gospel lesson is a story about Jesus and how he found a rhythm to life. How he managed all the demands. You can imagine him as he continued to grow in his popularity and people began to hear about him. People sought him out for all kinds of things. Morning, noon, and night, they sought him out, wanting him to do something for them. Sometimes it was someone possessed with all kinds of evil that they wanted him to cast out. For others, it was sickness or illness. For some, even people died and he asked him to come and perform some kind of miracle. Brothers, whether they were hungry or thirsty. But they all wanted Jesus. They wanted his time. They wanted his energy. And you can imagine that if he gave in to just responding to everything everyone wanted, his life would be truly out of balance and would be diminished in some way. Sometimes we think that Jesus was the ever-ready bunny. It just keeps going on and on and on. No. This story tells us what Jesus did. It tells us that he, after the synagogue and worship, they went to a friend's house to share a meal. In the course of that, they found out that somebody was ill, and so he took time to go back and talk with them and hold their hand and help relieve them of their fever. I'm sure they continued to share some time of fellowship. Then he went home for the evening. But then everybody heard of what he had done. The word got out, and people began to seek him, began to gather around his door, and everybody brought somebody who either had a fever or a demon or was ill to his doorstep to ask him to do something. When that was all done, in the evening they went home. He got up very early in the morning while it was still dark, and he went out to a desolate, a quiet place to rest. And to pray. And after a time, the disciples found him. They probably knew where to look for him. And they came to him and said, but there are others who want to see you, others who seek your assistance. Can you come be with them? And he says, it is time for us to move on. Isn't that an interesting thing for Jesus to say? The people needed him. How could he possibly say, we need to move on? But he did. In fact, that's what he did often. He came into a place, came into a community, made an impact, and then moved on to another community and made another impact. And then moved on to another community. And it's kind of the way of his ministry, kind of the way that he spent his time and his calling from God. Very effectively, very powerful, ever spreading the ever increasing circle of those who bore witness to who this person was, what this person could do, and what difference he makes for them and for us. That kind of life. And in that rhythm of life, you found that what he often did was he took time to be by himself. Or he took time to be alone with just a few of his disciples. To think, to pray, to be quiet, to rest. Before the next demand came to him. And then he needed to respond. I'm sure sometimes all he ever got was a power nap. Never really got to rest. Too much of a demand. Yet he took the time knowing that in the rhythm of life and the rhythm of faith, we need to carve out those spaces, those times, those occasions, where we pull away from the everyday and take time to reflect on our life. We are approaching a season called Lent, which literally is an opportunity for us to do that very thing, to kind of reestablish our rhythm in life. Where things have been out of balance, to take time for him, for ourselves, for a select few others. You know, I don't know about you in a balance of time, but I find there's that battle between my work and my family, between my own personal life, and beyond the work of the church. And how do I keep them in some kind of balance? How do I progress some kind of rhythm? And for each of us, it may appear differently, but there's times, aren't there, when we're with our family and we're enjoying the time, and then all of a sudden the call, phone rings and it's somebody at work who needs us. It's desperately needed for us to come now. And so we have to leave our family and go tend to the matter. Other times, we're at work, working on an important project that needs our attention. And then all of a sudden the phone rings and it's somebody at home saying someone is sick and we need to come help take care of them, to respond to their need. And so we have to drop what we're doing and go care for them and come back and try to pick it up. There are times in our personal life where we are enjoying the time alone and then we remember some commitment we made to the church or the Church of Jesus Christ and we busy ourselves and hurry ourselves to be involved in it. Other times we're so involved in the business of the church, sometimes I think God is calling us to take time. Take time to be quiet. Time to be still. Time to stop the activity. The Lent season is one of those times. That really, in the rhythm of life, if we can practice it, begin to establish it. They say anything you can do for about 40 days, kind of becomes a pattern, becomes a routine, becomes an everyday part of us. Well, that just happens to be about 40 days. So to really take that time, take occasions, pick a devotional in which we can read daily, pick a time of day where we can just go for a brief walk, take time out of our day where we can find some place in our house where we can close the door and maybe have a few moments. Right, moms? You know how difficult that is? Is any room private for you? But to take the time, when you can get the time, is very important for not only you, but for those you care for those you love, for those you value. And to take time also, in that moment, to just say a simple prayer and ask God's mercy and grace to come to you, can wash over you and refresh you in a way that Isaiah speaks. In the passage we read a minute ago. prophet Isaiah talks about the sense that we all grow weary. We all grow tired at different times in our day, in our life, in our week. Yet, if our hope is in the Lord, we can renew that strength. We can refill our empty cup. We can draw from the well of life and goodness and hope and grace. We can steal a little bit of time to be nurtured in the presence of God who cares for us more than anyone cares for us. And somehow in that brief moment of spending time, we are renewed. It's like wind has been blowing under our wings. We begin to fly like these eagles. We can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint. It is these two passages that as I begin to look at them and work with them, just begin to shout out to me. The rhythm of life, the rhythm of faith, that which God knows we need to find to give us balance. Balance to any and everything we do, to make everything richer and fuller. For my wife, she's a night owl. And so for her, the time she steals is when the kids were all done for the day and I had gone to bed and now it was just her. For me, I'm an early morning person. So for me, it was to get up before everybody else does and just spend a few moments. I don't know what time it is for you, but I bet there is a time in which you can steal and create a space to be with God and yourself and to be renewed in some important way. You know, sometimes you get so lost in your activity or in how life used to be, you forget how life changes. I remember an incident when our first daughter was born, and we were home watching a television program late at night, and at the end of it, I turned to my wife and I said, you know, I'm really in the mood for pizza. Let's go get pizza. And she said, great idea. Let's go get pizza. And all of a sudden, we both paused, looked at each other, and remembered there was a small child asleep in the room. Whoops. Life changed a bit. Yet there was still the need for us as a couple to continue to date, continue to find time for ourselves, continue to find babysitters that can tend our children so we could have time. There was still the need for us to protect each other so that we could have the time we needed. You know, the good value of the good fortune of those of us who have partners as we're raising children is that we've got relief. I can call somebody in. Because at that point, I'm counting to 10. And I really need to count to 25. And I really can't deal with the situation. And for somebody else to kind of pinch in and come in for the time, that saves us all. But we have that in our lives. There are people in our lives that we can claim and draw upon that will help and assist us. There are people in the life of the church that when we are most fret and discouraged and struggling and attempting to do more than we can possibly do and need assistance, we can call on them. We are not alone. God puts us in community. God puts us in families, puts us in neighborhoods in order to share this life together, to find our own sense of rhythm, our own balance, so that truly each and every day can be filled with goodness and life and promise and hope. I believe that's what Scripture is about today. If we hope in the Lord, we can renew our strength. We can have wind under our wings like eagles to fly, and we can run and not be weary. We can walk and not faint, because we have what we need to live life most fully and abundantly. As Jesus taught us in his life, so may we follow by his example, knowing that God will be present and God will be gracious in life.